Good morning, this is Marco with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the pre-opening Chicago Board of Trade Grain Comments for today, Monday, January the 4th, first day of the year. In the news this morning, overnight e-buy prices for March corn up 7.25 cents at 491 1/4, March wheat up 3 3/4 cents at 644 1/4, March beans up 30 cents at 1341. Obviously, incredibly strong to start off the year here today. We'll see if we close anywhere near these levels. But we've got the dollar making a new contract low. We're down 35 ticks. Silver is up $1.22 an ounce. Gold's up $50 an ounce. Bitcoin's up $2,700 an ounce, but it's been up about $4,800 or $4,900 an ounce or a coin at one point here today. It's traded as high as $34,170. Dow Jones is up 100. So no reason to think we won't open higher. Now, are we going to close higher? Who knows? The funds are so overbought in here. Funds are long more than 350,000 contracts of corn, about 270,000 contracts of beans, 120,000, 130,000 meal, maybe not quite that much meal, maybe 110 meal, about 130 oil, somewhere in that range. But we're incredibly overbought on the RSIs. It hasn't stopped this market from gapping open higher like it did here in the beans. So, you know, how high is high enough? Everybody thinks the supply and demand report is going to cut bean carryouts down to very tight levels and corn levels down to very tight levels. I don't think the corn is going to be quite as tight, and I think even if it is, $5 corn is certainly, valued out here. Looking at the plantings in Argentina that have been apparently so far behind, soybeans are 90% planted versus 85 on average. Corn is 81 planted versus 78 on average. Yes, it's dry there, but, you know, it's the beginning of the season. They're getting the crop in the ground. They've had some scattered rains. Better rains in Brazil, though. So not, you know, soaking rains, but certainly some better coverage out here. It's still dry in the south, but, you know, they've had some rains out here. The U.S. Black palm oil imports from Malaysia due to forced labor issues. But overall, you know, I just think this thing is so overextended. Maybe we close higher today. But this would be the 15th day in a row corn has closed higher. I'm missing the boat here for the last 50 cents in corn and the last buck or so in beans. I'm just not a believer. I'm much more willing to sell into this rally. It's a staircase going up and it's an elevator shaft going down. So I don't know when that's going to happen or what's going to cause it. Maybe good rains in Argentina, good rains in Brazil, the new administration. I don't know what's going to break it, but I certainly would be looking at new crop corn at 440 and new crop beans out here at 11, almost 1150 last night. So I think you've got some opportunities and you need to take advantage of them. If you have any questions, give me a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.